There, she seated herself with her doll in a corner. "Her father is an immensely wealthy businessman," the guests informed each other in tones of awe. 300,000 rubles set aside for her dowry already." As I turned to look at the group from which I heard this news item issuing, my glance met Julian Mostakovich's. He stood listening to the insipid chatter in an attitude of concentrated attention, with his hands behind his back and his head inclined to one side. All the while, I was quite lost in admiration of the shrewdness our host displayed in the dispensing of the gifts. The little maid of the many ruby dowry received the handsomest doll, and the rest of the gifts were graded in value according to the diminishing scale of the parents' stations in life. The last child, a teeny chap of 10, thin, red-haired, freckled, came into possession of a small book of nature stories without illustrations or even head and tail pieces. He was the governess's child. She was a poor widow, and her little boy, clad in a sorry-looking little nankeen jacket, looked thoroughly crushed and intimidated. He took the book of nature.